from Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting. The Caribbean is feeling the brunt of Hurricane Irma, billed as one of the most powerful storms of the century. The Category 5 storm lashed Puerto Rico with high winds and heavy rains, causing widespread outages. Irma is also blamed for at least 4 fatalities. A local official of the French part of St. Martin said the island is almost completely destroyed. The situation is much the same on the two-island nation of Antigua and Barbuda, which bore the brunt of Irma earlier Wednesday. Garfield Burford is news director of ABS-TV on Antigua.
Over 90% of the buildings there were either destroyed or severely damaged. It's almost a wipeout of what happened, a wipeout on Barbuda. From the air, the pictures are almost surreal.
The storm is expected to impact the Dominican Republic, Haiti, the Turks and Caicos, and Bahamas Thursday and Friday, and could affect Florida by week's end, where Rick Scott is the governor.
We are being very aggressive in our preparation for this storm, and every Floridian should take this seriously and be aggressive to protect their family. This is serious, and we cannot take chances. Is life-threatening. This is not a storm you can sit and wait through.
2 more storms were upgraded to hurricane status Wednesday, Jose in the Atlantic and Katia in the southwest Gulf of Mexico. In Togo, tens of thousands took to the streets of Lomé Wednesday, demanding the resignation of President Faure Gnassingbé, who's ruled since 2005 after the death of his father, Gnassingbé Eyadema, who held office for nearly 4 decades. This protester demanded the return to the 1992 Constitution and term limits. He said the Togolese leader and his family must leave. The president met with his cabinet Wednesday on a measure to consider reinstating term limits, an issue that has been defeated before. This is VOA News. Pope Francis begins his first full day of a 5-day visit to Colombia Thursday with a message of support for the country's peace process, a year after an agreement to end the hemisphere's longest-running conflict. After arriving at the Papal Nuncio's residence Wednesday, Francis called on the crowd to pray for him. The Revolutionary Armed Forces of Colombia, or FARC, last year agreed to disarm and advance their cause through the political system. Israeli warplanes Thursday targeted a Syrian military position in western Hama province, killing at least 2 soldiers. Israel has expressed alarm in the past over growing Iranian influence in Syria. Wednesday, UN Syria peace envoy Stefan de Mistura said the country is facing a moment of truth. He pointed to a U.S.-backed rebel effort to liberate Raqqa from Islamic State and the breaking of an IS siege around Deir ez-Zor by Russian-backed Syrian and allied forces.
The military situation has been improving, but it's time to negotiate. And for the opposition to do the same in a realistic, unified way, that is going to be very soon after Raqqa and Deir ez-Zor.
De Mistura also questioned whether or not the opposition is prepared to accept that they did not win the war. He did call on both sides to engage in serious dialogue next month. President Donald Trump Wednesday said while the time for talking with North Korea is over, the use of military force is not his first choice. Mr. Trump spoke by phone Wednesday with his Chinese counterpart, Xi Jinping, who insisted dialogue is the only way to defuse Korean tensions. Sung Yoon Lee is a Tufts University Korea analyst.
What Trump is referring to is the kind of concessionary diplomacy negotiations that the U.S. and South Korea and others have been engaged in for the past 20 years. So, yes, there will come a time for talks, but not right now. We need to put more non-lethal financial sanctions on North Korea.
The U.S. is preparing a draft U.N. Security Council resolution calling for an oil embargo of North Korea, a freeze on foreign assets of leader Kim Jong-un, a ban on textile exports, and an end to payments to North Korean guest workers. The U.S. Wednesday slapped sanctions on 2 senior South Sudanese officials and the country's former army chief, as well as 3 companies, over rights abuses, obstructing peace efforts, and corruption in the country's civil war. The sanctions will block assets in the U.S. financial system. Philippine soldiers rescued 2 Indonesian sailors Thursday after a firefight with their Islamist Abu Sayyaf captors in southern Sulu province. The Indonesians had been kidnapped 9 months ago. President Trump has reached agreement with opposition Democrats to extend the debt limit to avoid the specter of U.S. default, fund government operations through December 15th, and provide disaster relief for residents of Hurricane Harvey. I'm Victor Beatty.
That's the latest world news from VOA.